We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And if you listen to us regularly, you know our own Jose Bolaños, ironically, doesn't speak a word of Spanish.
I understand some.
Do you?
Like nachos.
No.
Hola. I hope you're.
Those are right. Those are all. You can't say he's wrong on any
of that.
Thank you. So I thought maybe we could start the morning by teaching Jose a new Spanish phrase.
Oh, this is hilarious, but I'm actually into it.
So yeah, Jose,
your dad's going to be excited.
Oh, my dad is every time thinks I'm going to learn Spanish overnight.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
Nosotros.
Nosotros.
Estamos.
Estamos.
Oh, gosh.
Tarde.
Tarde.
Otra vez. Nosotros estamos tarde.
Nosotros John Stamos Picardo.
Why is Jeff better at this than you?
Did you say John Stamos?
Yeah, that's my guy. He said.
Do you know what that means, what you just said?
Nosotros is we.
It means, Jose, we're late.
Yeah! Oh,
and the only way to save the show now is to do WCII.
No!
Which clip is it?
No bueno.
Two viral sound bites from the internet and only enough time to play Uno. So let's get to your choices.
Darn it.
Your first option is a 9-second clip of a precocious youngster whose mom is attempting to give her the stranger danger talk, but ends with a surprising outcome.
Oh, I like that.
Interesting.
I like those kids talking funny things.
Or so option two. The same clip you passed on last week.
Oh.
It's the famous song Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp.
Yes.
But all the lyrics have been changed to Suckin' on a Chili Dog.
Yes. What?
So quickly.
Still don't know who that is.
Go around the room. Alexis, what do you want to hear?
Oh. Who knows?
The Stranger Danger.
Yep.
Brooke wants the John Mellencamp song. Jose, who are we listening to today?
Just because Brooke is so excited,
really?
I will go with Senior Mellencamp.
Oh,
yes!
Let's go.
Let's hear the sound of the song Jack and Diane, but instead all the lyrics have been changed to Suckin' on a Chili Dog.
Suckin' on a Chili Dog. Suckin' on a Chili Dog. Suckin' on a Chili Dog. Suckin' on a Chili Dog.
Oh my God.
Chili Dog. Suckin' on. Chili dog,
yeah.
Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on. Sucking on chili dog, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili, sucking on a dog.
Okay.
Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog.
That was wonderful.
Oh my God, I want the whole song.
Could the morning have started any better than that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, like it.
That was Which Clip Is It?
So good.
Join us next week when my co-hosts hopefully make another wonderful decision. What will they be sucking on in the next song for Clip Is It?
Hopefully we're not Darte.
Tarde.
Tarde.
That's
right. Sorry.
That's all right. We're going to learn. Now that that's out of the way, let's get in to the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names, and we're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Brooke?
Jeff, courtesy flush DeBow.
Oh, what a gentleman. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to put on the shock collar. I'm going to fade the music down.
There you go. Good job.
I'm good at this.
You are great at your job.
And now, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Shakespeare once said, "Now you're in New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing we can't do."
That was
Shakespeare.
That was so true, though.
Anyway, in theater terms, a stage production in the Big Apple can be classified as one of three things. It's either Broadway, off-Broadway, or off-off-Broadway.
What?
Other than the overall quality of the production, what is the determining factor in the biz between those three terms?
Okay.
Oh.
Well, my first thought... It's going to be kind of a stretch here, but the location could be on Broadway or off Broadway Street.
I also think it has to do with how many times it's run. So it's like not the original cast. It's like a second choice cast.
And then
a third choice cast. I'm not positive.
There might be something to that where it's like the original production of it. And then It comes back a second time, and it's an entirely new production with new directors and
so
new cast.
So I have a friend who's in the SpongeBob SquarePants musical, and she... I grew up with her.
Sandy Cheeks? Who is she?
I can't remember.
Is that one on Broadway, or is that one off Broadway?
It was on Broadway, and she was on the original cast, and so she gets called back for all of the stuff that they do for TV and promotions and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting one, too.
Do you think it has to do with money? Because I know when it's on Broadway, you see anything on Broadway, it's like there's like millions of dollars in the sets and the casting and everything. But I think if it's off Broadway, it sounds like it's like in a seedy motel.
off Broadway does sound like on a box in the backyard.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, you guys want to watch a musical? Come in here. Come in the alley.
Although I'm pretty sure Jake mentioned that it has nothing to do with the quality of the production.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But let's get the question one more time.
When a musical or play is being performed in New York City, it falls under one of three classifications: Broadway, off Broadway, and off Broadway. Other than the overall quality of the production, what does the theater business consider the main difference between the three? And your hint, it has nothing to do with the location of the performance.
Okay. So no location other than quality.
Okay, hold on. When it's on Broadway, it has a live orchestra. What if off-Broadway there's no, or off-off means there's just no orchestra?
No, but I've seen off-Broadway shows and they have orchestras.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But what about off-off? Have you seen off-off?
Yeah. That's actually just a banjo.
Yeah.
It's one guy with a kazoo.
And a juice harp.
Play the tape.
Cue the tape.
They're lip syncing.
Okay. I mean, out of all of our wonderful suggestions, the idea that I like best is the casting.
Okay.
On Broadway is an original cast.
Yeah.
Off Broadway is the next tier of casting, and then off is amateurs.
Would be like a high school musical or something, like a local theater that's just putting it on themselves.
Maybe.
Right?
That's true. We'll find out.
Okay. Yeah.
Broadway, off Broadway, and off Broadway have nothing to do with the location of the theater where a performance is happening, nor does it concern how many actors are on stage or how many shows in a row it's done. Hmm. What it's really about is butts. That's right.
I love it.
Broadway has 500 butts. Off-Broadway has between 100 and 499 butts.
Just smaller theaters.
And off-Broadway is anything less than 99 butts because these terms are all dependent on how many seats the theater has.
It's a capacity.
Didn't get it right. Somebody wanted to hear me saying the circle of life from Lion King.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, and this is off Broadway because there's only that many of us in the room.
Yeah.
It's the circle of life and it moves us all.
Oh, sing it, Jeff.
Through despair and hope.
Bring it home, Jeff.
Through faith and love. To
that was so good.
Butts are out of the seat.
There's three butts.
Where did you
get a baby lion?
Yeah,
he held a lion. That's your off-radio production of the Shot Caller Question.
Off-radio.